AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi is hinting at an election victory and urging supporters not to provoke her rivals. AP correspondent Vijay Joshi reports since Myanmar was under military rule for almost a half century, many of the eligible voters are casting ballots for the first time.
There was an enormous amount of exuberance and excitement these elections because you must remember that out of the 30 million eligible voters, many of them would have voted for the first time. Elections have been very few and far between. In Myanmar, the last one was in 2010, which the opposition had boycotted.
Although Suu Kyi's party is expected to win easily, the road to forming a government remains filled with hurdles. International passengers are still trying to leave the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh more than a week after a flight that left that Egyptian airport crashed in the desert. U.S. lawmakers weighed in on the issue Sunday. Democratic Congressman Alan Schiff appeared on ABC's This Week.
If this is a bomb by the affiliate of ISIS in the Sinai, ISIS has now fully eclipsed al-Qaeda as the gravest terrorist threat in the world.
Security officials at the Sharm el-Sheikh airport have told the Associated Press that the facility has long had gaps in security. Horrible accident in Hyattsville, Maryland, outside the nation's capital, leaves four people dead and 14 injured. Prince George's County spokesman Mark Brady says a pickup truck collided with a church van, leaving the van engulfed in flames.
The pickup truck, apparently several hundred feet down the road from the secondary crash scene, had rear-ended another vehicle, left that scene, and proceeded up the road several hundred feet before it became involved in a crash with that passenger van.
Google Life Sciences, a research group spun off from Google, is teaming up with the American Heart Association in a $50 million project to find new ways to fight heart disease. This is AP Radio News. The drummer of a heavy metal band playing when a fire broke out at a nightclub in Bucharest, Romania, has died, bringing the death toll from last week's tragedy to 45. Officials say the toll could continue to rise since dozens of people injured in the blaze remain hospitalized with serious burns. Well, the list of unbeaten NFL teams has been reduced to three after the Indianapolis Colts beat Denver 27-24. Colts quarterback Andrew Luck says the team avoided the mistakes that cost them in their five losses this season.
With all due respect to every opponent we played, we also are committing some terrible self-inflicted negatives. And I think, as I said earlier, we didn't do that.
The Patriots joined the Cincinnati Bengals and Carolina Panthers at 8-0 with a 27-10 victory over Washington. Pats quarterback Tom Brady.
We possessed the ball quite a bit during the first quarter and had some great drives there, and the run game was a real big factor.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.